This is Shir 37 in our series on Avodas HaBetochen. In last night's Shir, we established the foundational distinction unraveled by the Yifa Maara regarding the parameters of savings. The standard obligation of Ishtalas dictates that a person is fully permitted and indeed required to execute regular physical preparations for long-term future, so as not to rely on open miracles. The strict rabbinic critique against storing provisions is targeted exclusively at internal emotional defect of being pained or anxiously distressed over tomorrow, which stands as a direct contradiction to authentic betachon. To deepen this framework, we must introduce the commentary of the Perush HaGadlus Elio by Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir, also known as the Sheva Musar, on the Yerushalmi. He notes a profound psychological phenomenon governing the Umas Olam, the nations of the world. Because the nations live entirely within the natural matrix, divorced from the conscious awareness of Ashkacha Pratis, they are structurally trapped in perpetual fear. Even when the storehouses are completely filled with wheat and financial reserves to satisfy an entire year, their minds remain unanchored. They live with a volatile sense that their survival hangs in the balance. Eliyahu HaKohen warns that this exact same reality targets Klal Yisrael if they fail to align themselves as being Oisei Ritzon Yishal Mokon, doing the will of the omnipresent. When a Jew slips from the frequency of reliance, then storing up a year's worth of grain will not buy him emotional peace. He will remain consumed by chronic anxiety regarding the long-term future, which is the exact spiritual mechanics of the curse in Kisavoy, V'hayich ayecha taluyim l'cho mineged, and your lives shall hang in doubt before you. He is trapped in the secular illusion of nature, constantly terrified of future scarcity and impending famine. Conversely, when a person walks in the will of Hashem with pristine betachon, his heart is entirely liberated from internal lack or deficiency. He lives in lockstep with the classical aphorism, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim, blessed Hashem day by day. He recognizes that there's a fresh dynamic blessing customized by Hashem for each single day, eliminating the psychological necessity to panic over tomorrow. This structural dynamic is powerfully verified by Rechaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar 5733 Maimer Yud. He analyzes the famous inquiry in the Gemara Yumah 76a, where the students ask Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, why did the mon not descend once a year in a single massive agricultural bounty, rather than falling in microscopic daily increments for 40 years? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai responded with a powerful parable. A physical king had a son whom he provided with an entire year's worth of sustenance in a single instance. The immediate consequence was that the son only visited his father once a year, when his resources ran dry. The king shifted his strategy and provided the food strictly on a day-by-day basis. Out of sheer necessity, the son was forced to appear before his father every morning, ensuring he was constantly mekabel pnei aviv, receiving his father's countenance on a daily basis. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz identifies a glaring internal contradiction here. The curses in Kisavei explicitly dictates that having a single day's worth of food and living in constant uncertainty regarding tomorrow is a catastrophic klala, a curse. Yet the Gemara in Yuma presents this exact day-to-day dependency as an ultimate idealized spiritual pedagogy designed by Hashem for his most elite nation. Rechaim Shmulevitz delivers a definitive resolution. The curse of day-by-day living is fundamentally not defined by the physical situation of lacking financial savings or a store of food. Rather, the curse is internal deficiency in Amunah that causes a person to worry about it. If a person has bread for today but melts with internal anxiety over tomorrow, they are living inside the curse. Even if they physically possess produce for a full year, the lack of faith will cause them to experience the fear of hand-to-mouth of volatility. However, if a person maintains absolute internal serenity, knowing flawlessly that Hashem provides daily, then day-by-day structure and sublime blessing of closeness, therefore, long-term preparation is entirely meritorious, provided it's executed without internal worry. While the Ashkafa consensus permits physical savings if done without anxiety, we must confront a highly formidable challenge leveled by the Zohar. This seems to be a massive contradiction of what we're saying. Parshas Beshalach 62a explained through the lens of the Bir HaMusar Midvash, commenting on the Pasuk, Hinni mimat lachem lechem shemayim. Behold, I will rain bread from the heaven. This pasuk is a pasuk in Parsha Mon, in Parsha Pesach. The Zohar binds the mechanics of the mon directly to the daily decoration in Ashrei when we say Poiseach es yedecho umasbi alachol charetzoyin. You open up your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Zohar analyzes the immediate prefix to that pasuk in Ashrei. Einei chol elecho yisaberu. The eyes of all look to you expectantly. This implies that the entire creation lifts its consciousness daily to receive sustenance. In addition, a person is required to request their basic livelihood inside the blessing of Shema Tefillah in Shema Esrei during the daily Shema Esrei, creating an independent channel of alignment. So there's multiple times that you're supposed to ask for your sustenance on a daily basis. The Zohar uncovers a radical cosmic law. Every time a person makes a targeted daily request for their livelihood, they actively construct an Ilan de Mezoine, a metaphysical tree of sustenance. By living in constant daily recognition, a person draws down completely customized fresh shefa engineered specifically for that day. Based on this, the Zohar issues a strict halachic prohibition. A person is fundamentally forbidden from cooking food from one day to the next, and one is entirely unauthorized to be withholding or storing and laying away food from today for tomorrow, except on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. When Hashem observes that a person deliberately refuses to store food from one day to day because they are entirely reliant on Him, He is awakening a daily renewal of Shefa. The radical implication of the Zohar is that the actual physical act of appearing or holding resources for tomorrow is inherently problematic, completely independent of whether one feels anxious or calm. This radical Zoharic position is not merely an agadic stringency. It is explicitly codified in binding law by the Magen Avraham, Simin 157, Sif Katan 3, and the Mishnah Berurah, Simin 157, Sif Katan 4. The Mishnah Berurah writes explicitly that according to the Zohar in Parshas Bishalach, a person should not prepare their sustenance from one day to the next, nor store food away explicitly, so that an individual is forced to look up and request their mezonos from Hashem every single day, thereby triggering a fresh daily blessing. We find this uncompromising lifestyle modeled by leading giants of our tradition. The Rishash, for example, the Sefer Lev Chaim documents the famous Kabbalist Rav Sar Shalom Sharabi was meticulously makbid on this cosmic law. Every single morning, his household was commanded to bake an individual loaf and a cake strictly for that day's consumption, ensuring zero food carried over to the next day. The Brisker Rav, the Sefer Panini Agriz, records that during the height of World War II, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik maintained this exact conduct. He commanded his son to venture out into the city every single day to purchase bread, intentionally refusing to buy in bulk, even though traversing the streets daily introduced an element of severe physical danger. The Brisker Rav refused to compromise on the Zoharic mandate of day-to-day reliance. This framework of absolute day-to-day immediacy is further advanced by the author of the Varek, Rav Yosef Yoel Horowitz, in Medrashas Adam Darchei Bitachon, Perek 6. He analyzes the Torah's explicit command in Parshas Bahar regarding the agricultural cessation of Shemitah, and you shall eat to your fill and dwell securely upon it. The author uncovers that this text is issuing an ironclad warning, targeting the 6 years prior to Shemitah. A person is strictly forbidden from skimping, hoarding, or restricting their current consumption out of subconscious worry regarding the impending Shemitah year. You must eat normally, to your fill, today, completely banishing the anxiety of the Mechor of tomorrow. The Sefer Moiris HaGedolim, page 149, documents that the altar embodied this value with terrifying intensity. His betachon was so radically absolute that he structurally banned his household from ever preparing any household needs or storing food for the following day. Even during periods of severe famine and complex societal crisis, he demanded literal day-by-day immediacy, constantly repeating the classic baseline, Al Tetzar Tzaras Mochar. Do not distress yourself over tomorrow's trouble. To conclude this advanced module, We looked at the underlying source of the stringency inside the Mechilta, Parsha B'Shalach, Mesechta, Viyisa, Parsha 2, analyzed through the corrected textual girsa of the Gra and the commentary of Pirsha HaRafrayim. The Mechilta records an explicit structural debate regarding the verse, the Var Yoim B'Yoima, the matter of the day on its day, when discussing the month. Rabbi Yeshua rules that a person is strictly forbidden from gathering provisions from today and tomorrow on the same calendar day. Rabbi Elazar Hamadai takes this a step further, dictating that even if an individual is physically gathering an amount that satisfies only a single day, but their internal intent is to store it away for tomorrow, for tomorrow's use, for example, they do not need to eat today, that physical act remains completely prohibited. Rabbi Elazar Hamadai seals this argument with an unyielding metaphysical axiom. The one who engineered the specific day simultaneously engineered its custom parnasa. Again, the one who engineered the specific day today simultaneously engineered its custom parnasa for you. Hashem fuels reality in daily real-time bursts. Every moment is a new moment. Hashem fuels reality in a daily real-time burst. Therefore, human beings have no baseline right to hoard resources for tomorrow. He concludes with an identical formula used by Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, and we brought in last year, declaring that anyone who possesses food from today and asks, what will I eat tomorrow, is characterized as being mechusar amuna, lacking in amuna. As Rav Chaim Palagi notes in Birchas Amorach HaLachayim, this convergence of classical sources proves that according to the elite line of risk mitigation, the physical act of storing wealth or provisions ahead of time is inherently a spiritual infraction. In our upcoming shiur, we will begin to chart out how the classical commentators resolve this fierce tension between the Zohar's demands for total daily passivity and the Ramban's mandate for standard natural styles. Have a great evening.